Well, moving on, the Iraqi army has launched a major operation to retake further areas in the western Anbar province from Daesh terrorists. Military sources say the army, backed by popular mobilization forces, is advancing from three directions towards the far western city of Rutba, 310 kilometers west of Ramadi. Rutba has been under the control of Daesh since 2014. The army's operation is the latest in a series of liberating operations in the west. Earlier, government forces made significant gains in their fight against Daesh in the city of Ramadi. Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joins us now from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, to tell us more about the recent operations launched by the Iraqi army. Altaf?
Well, yesterday, the Iraqi forces had kicked off a major operation to liberate the region of Jazirat Heat, which lays around 130 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, 70 kilometers west of the city of Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's western province of Anbar, which lays west of the country. At the same time, in parallel to that operation, we saw another operation to liberate regions which are on the borders between the districts of Al-Baghdadi and the district of Haditha, also northwest of the city of Ramadi. The Iraqi forces had managed to liberate the region or the district of Al-Rab'i, which is all of these regions are considered to be very strategic because they lay adjacent to the Iraq's Euphrates River. This Euphrates River, which Daesh Takfiri Militants had been using as a border crossing way or a water logistics route to provide their militants with the supplies or with the needed logistics. Today, in completion or in complementary to those operations that we saw yesterday, the Iraqi forces kicked off a tri-pronged offensive and have begun to advance towards the district of Al-Rutba, which lays around 310 kilometers west of the city of Ramadi in Anbar province and is closer to the borders, to Iraq's borders with Syria. It is also considered to be a very important and strategic intersection point with between Iraq and neighboring Jordan. Now, since the beginning of the Daesh's advance in mid-July of 2014 towards regions west and north of Iraq, such supply routes, namely the trade routes or the economic trade routes which connect Iraq to Syria and to Jordan, have been completely paralyzed and cut off. The Iraqi forces say that by advancing towards the district of Al-Rutba, they will not only be able to cut off Daesh's supply lines from Syria and Jordan into Iraq, but they will also revive these trade and economic routes. The Iraqi army, backed by the counter-terrorism forces, the federal police, as well as Sunni tribesmen from Anbar province, are taking part in this major offensive, which we are seeing today. At the same time, the Iraqi forces are also advancing towards the city of Fallujah, around 65 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. The Iraqi forces have, since late December of 2015, had ringed the city of Fallujah from all directions. However, in the past 3 months, following the liberation of the city of Ramadi, the Iraqi forces had begun to advance slowly into the city of Fallujah. We are hearing alarming reports that Daesh Takfiri militants are actually sniping down or gunning down with sniper fire civilians who are trying to escape from Fallujah through at least three humanitarian corridors established for them by the Iraqi forces. At the same time, the Daesh Takfiri militants are stepping up their attacks against civilians inside Anbar province, namely in the district of Khalidiya, east of the city of Ramadi. Today, this morning, a very gruesome attack launched by Daesh Takfiri militants on a local school in Khalidiya district east of Ramadi killed at least five civilians, including four children, and injured 28 others. The Takfiris had actually fired around 24 to 28 rockets, Katyusha rockets, as well as mortar fire against the children in this school. So it seems that with the Iraqi forces further push or further advance into regions which are considered to be very important strategic nodes or logistics routes for the Takfiris are retaliating by boosting or stepping up their attacks on innocent civilians inside Fallujah and in other districts in Anbar province. All of this is, according to Iraqi officials, a sign of desperation, reflects a sign of desperation by the Takfiris or from the Takfiris side, namely because they feel they are literally being completely eliminated from regions which are west of Iraq and further isolated in regions which are north of the country.